Hachette Audio presents The Pharaoh Key, a Gideon Crew novel. Written by Douglas Preston and Lincoln Child. Read by David W. Collins. Chapter 1. Gideon Crew sat in the 14th floor waiting room of Lewis Conrad, M.D., restlessly drumming the tips of his left fingers against the back of his right wrist, waiting to find out whether he would live or die. An oversized envelope he'd brought with him, currently empty, lay beside his chair. Despite Dr. Conrad being one of the more expensive neurosurgeons in New York City, the magazines in his well-appointed waiting room had a greasy, well-thumbed look that deterred Gideon from touching them. Besides, they were of a subject matter, People, Entertainment Weekly, Us, that held little interest. Why couldn't a doctor's waiting room have copies of Harper's, or The New Criterion, or even a damned National Geographic? A door on the far side of the waiting room opened silently. A nurse with a file in one hand poked her head out, and hope flared within Gideon's breast. "Ada Kraus," the nurse said. An elderly woman rose to her feet with difficulty, walked slowly across the waiting room, and disappeared into the hallway beyond the open door, which immediately closed again. As Gideon settled back into his chair, he realized it wasn't restlessness exactly that afflicted him. It was a feeling of unsettledness that had kept him in New York City ever since the completion of his last mission for his employer, Effective Engineering Solutions. Normally he would have made a beeline for his cabin in the Jemez Mountains of New Mexico, gotten out his fly rod, and gone fishing. It was so strange. His boss, Eli Glynn, had vanished with no word. The company's offices in the old meatpacking district of Lower Manhattan remained open, but the place seemed to be slowly winding down. 2 weeks ago, his automatic salary payment had stopped, with no warning. And last week, EES ceased paying for his expensive suite in the Ganzevoort Hotel, around the corner from EES headquarters. Even so, Gideon had not left New York. He'd stayed on for over 2 months as his arm healed from the last mission, wandering the streets, visiting museums, reading novels while lounging at the hotel, and drinking far too much in the many excessively hip bars that dotted the meatpacking district. Finally, he admitted to himself,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"